Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the regular board of directors meeting of the Pekin Airport District here in the terminal building West Wing on 14th. Yeah, August 14th, 4 p.m. If you'd all please stand and join in the flag. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, the mission statement. The mission statement of the Big Bear Airport District is that it serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Item three, roll call and introductions. Board Secretary Rebecca Kinnon.
Members present, please signify by saying aye. Director aye. Smith.
Aye.
Aye.
Lindstrom.
Smith.
Director Hicks.
Aye.
And Director Castillo.
Aye.
Let the record show that Director Smith is participating in today's meeting via Zoom from 4011 14th Street, Riverside, California. And the record will also reflect that Director Seifert is absent for cause. Also present, we have General Manager Ryan Goss, Administrative Manager Abby Erickson, Administrative Assistant Ariel Valenzuela, and myself, Rebecca Cannon, Board Secretary. We also welcome members of the public that are joining us today.
Thank you, Rebecca. Item four, approval of agenda.
No changes from staff.
Okay. From the board. Julie?
None.
Here we have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
I move. I so move.
We're a little bit ahead of ourselves, so we'll come back to that for a roll call motion.
Okay, ready to go to item five, public comments. A person wishing to comment on an agenda item should come to the podium and wait for the president to recognize him. Unless otherwise provided for a specific item, all comments are limited to 3 minutes each with an overall total of 15 minutes. No speaker may allot their time to others. Comments on agenda items. Comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items. Comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comment section on the agenda. A speaker's comment should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District Board. Please note that if you wish to address the board on items not listed on the posted agenda, the Brown Act does not allow a board discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not publicly noticed. Therefore, the board may do only the following things. Refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information or request a report back, or give a limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for future discussion. Any public comments? Item six, special presentations and proclamations.
All right, good afternoon. We have a new employee, David Catalero. He's been with us for about 5.5 weeks. He came from two jobs, worked for MWD, and he worked for the school for many years as the nurse at the high school. So he is, would it be considered a nurse?
Health aide.
So we're lucky to have him. He's doing a good job so far, and hopefully have many more years with him. So thank you.
Welcome, David.
Welcome, David.
I need medical care. I know where I'm coming.
Thank you, sir.
Item seven, Big Bear Airport Pilots Association. Jack Williams.
The association, we have the airports and the association flag very vigorously and on him somewhat to the tour of the Big Bear. They're very good and very successful. Event. And then last night we did our monthly quarter meeting and presentation by Representative Overland and told us in a lot of the FAA authorization bill. Looks like. So it's very important.
Excellent. That's it. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, our pilot association. Item 8, consent agenda, including item 8.1, approval of the draft minutes on pages 4 through 5. Item 8.1A, regular board meeting, 4 p.m., July 10th, 2024. And including 8.2, year-to-date financial reports, June 24, pages 6 through 17. Questions from the board. The public comments. Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve the consent agenda, including items 8.1 and 8.2.
Second.
Hey, Director Castillo, move to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting on Wednesday, July 10th, 2024, and to accept the filing of year-to-date financial reports as presented. Director Hicks seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Just a point of clarification. Have we approved the agenda? Said we were going to come back to it.
Yes, sorry. I got mixed up in my head. I thought someone was approving the consent calendar rather than the agenda approval. So that was my bad.
We're approved, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Make sure we're not skipping over anything. So, item 9, full consent agenda items.
We have none.
None. Item 10, business matters, discussion and possible action. Item 10.1, T-Mobile lease agreement. Find that on pages 18 to 21. Review and possible approval of an amendment to an existing long-term lease agreement with T-Mobile.
So as you know, I believe it was in June, we solicited the help of Nigel Paxton from Arius Advisors to help us negotiate our cell phone agreement with T-Mobile. He has worked with the district on multiple agreements that we currently have, he started work with T-Mobile. It's taken a little bit of time to get where we are today. We went back and forth quite a few times. But as you can see, the caveat to this is the current lease with T-Mobile does not expire until 2029. Cell phone companies right now are trying to secure long-term leases because the market is fluctuating so much. So currently, the current rate right now is $13.99.21 with 15% CPI increases every 5 years. So this was done, I believe, in 2008, I believe, is when this was written. And it started out at $800 a month, and every 5 years, it would increase by 15%. I want to make our ground leases all the same. So the administration staff is not trying to figure out when those increases start. So the 3% to me is a big deal, because over the term of the agreement, we actually will make more money than the 5 years at 15 because it compounds after that. So right now, this new agreement, which will start in 2029, is going to be at $2,000 a month with 3% increases, CPI increases every year from that point on. So the estimated increase for the total life of the agreement is an additional $413,000 over what we were expecting to get if we stayed at the current rates we are. So the recommendation is for the board to approve this agreement with T-Mobile, and that would pretty much clean up all of our leases at that one site. So we have three carriers. You know, just a maybe a year ago, we negotiated AT&T as well. So we have Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, which is Sprint. You know, T-Mobile kind of cleaned up a lot of those carriers.
Discussion from the board, questions? No.
It sounds good. I think I was on the board when we approved the original lease, and being able to increase our revenue would be great.
That sounds like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
There's Nigel, so I'm just some curious questions, but it sounds like it's all positive. So the 3% it would come past, we get every year as opposed to every 5 years.
Correct.
And is that CPI index? Does it kind of stay the same with these types of contracts? Or?
So they're really reluctant to do CPI increases every year. That's why a lot of these carriers like 15% every five. AT&T, we just negotiated with them and I wanted 3%. They countered at T-Mobile countered at 2. So to make it, you know, uniform across the board with our agreements, I felt that 3 was fair. And, you know, it took a little bit of time of negotiating because it had to go up into the higher levels of T-Mobile. But I think it's fair where we're at right now. And, you know, with the additional income, I think everybody's paying a fair and equitable price for that location.
So that's pretty commiserate with
them. Yeah.
Tower size.
And having Nigel, because he knows the market, this is what he does every single day. He negotiates for public agencies. He's worked with Betsy a lot on different areas. 3% is fair right now. You know, when the market's kind of volatile like this, they're really just trying to keep their place here in Big Bear.
But will this not kick in until that current lease?
That is correct.
So 2020.
Yes. Yep. So right now we will stay at that $13.99, I believe. Did the 5 year just start?
Oh.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
No, I don't recall.
I think the 5 year just started with them. So I think the $13.99 is the new rate. So the $13.99 will be till the end of 2029.
Which 5 year was started last year.
Yes.
5 year.
Yeah.
2008, 13.
Yeah. So,
any public comments? Further board discussion? I move that we approve. I'll second.
Okay, Director Hicks moved to approve the first amendment to the lease agreement with T-Mobile. Director Hicks, you seconded the motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passed with all directors voting aye.
Okay, thank you, Rebecca. And thank you, Ryan. Item 10.2, San Bernardino County Public Works Common Use Agreement, back pages 22 through 27. Review and possible approval of a 20-year common use agreement for San Bernardino County to allow for routine maintenance of the Blue Water Channel that will improve debris and water overflow at the airport and surrounding properties.
Okay, a little bit of background on this project. About 10 years ago, this project came to light with the county. This southwestern area of the airport outside the property line gets impacted by a lot of water flow when we have heavy rains. And a lot of these homes get flooded. And we worked with the homeowners and the county to try to come up with a solution to make this water flow and not impact these homes as bad as it does. It kind of went away. It went silent for quite a few years. And about 2 years ago, we started talking about it again. And we had some homeowners that were very aggressive in trying to get this work started. And there's been a lot of iterations of what we were going to do. There was going to be a channel where Pine View is, which is a few blocks down. They were going to put in about an 8-inch culvert that crossed the boulevard and captured all that water that runs down Pine View and dispense it right onto the airport and not allow it to go through these homes over here. Oh. Well, during the surveying process, they found that once the culvert was installed, if the lake was at the high water mark, that culvert would be underwater. So it wouldn't provide the necessary flow that they needed. So they went into a secondary type of solution. And basically what they want to do is they want to come in, and Blue Water is this dirt. This used to be a dirt road that's just on the west side of the terminal building here. And they've blocked it off for water flow. The water does come onto the airport, and there is a drainage channel that kind of parallels the south apron and taxiway Alpha down by the run up of runway 8. This area has been highly impacted with sediment and debris that has come in, and the airport has never maintained it because we, as the airport, believe it's a water channel. And if we were to go in there and start trying to mitigate this situation, we would be held responsible for anything else. So finally, after many, many years, we got the county to come and look at it and understand that there needs to be some work. So Supervisor Rao has done a really good job with this project. She allocated, I believe, about $8 to $9 million for this project. And what they're going to be doing is they're going to be concreting Blue Water. They're going to open up the gate channel where it comes onto the airport property. And then they're going to go in there and recontour that entire drainage. There's only about 18 inches of fall from where it comes onto the airport and where it leaves under Division. So they're going to come in, they're going to pull out a bunch of soil, recontour it. They're going to concrete about 3/4 of that distance, and they're going to put retention basins to catch sediment. And this common use agreement will allow the county to come in and maintain it on a yearly basis with county personnel and county equipment and access that drainage to remove the sediment and the debris and then dispose of it and hope that it lessens the impact to the community because the water kind of gets stagnant onto the airport. So this is not going to impact any operational issues with the airport. It's really just an agreement for them to come and clean the channel.
What about the homeowners? I mean, if this is going to impact the homeowners as well, right?
The construction of this is not going to impact the homeowners at all.
At all.
At all. Okay. It's all on the airport property. Okay. What they plan on do, if you look at page 27 of the packet, you'll see the exhibit. You'll see the common use area. And that area is where they want to be able to use that, this common use agreement to access and maintain that area. So there will be a gate that will be installed down on Division Drive, which will allow the county to be able to drive in. We've talked to the engineers and the consultants and explain to them the requirements that we have, like you drive in, the gate gets closed, you know, so we're still keeping the proper security protocol for, you know, restricted access, but this just gives them the opportunity to clean it. And it really cleans up a problem that has been a big deal for many, many years, you know, for the last 10 or 15 years that I know of.
Well, there's no downside to this, is there?
No, I don't believe so. I mean, I don't think there's any negative impacts to this. What this does is it finally puts the responsibility, because when people's homes were flooding, they were pointing to the airport. And then they were pointing to the county. This, And I worked with a lot of the homeowners. I gave them the opportunity to meet in this office and talk to county representatives. Like, I really truly wanted to be a steward, a good steward, and try to make this happen. So, you know, I don't think there's anything that's negatively that would impact the district, but what it does do is it puts on paper the responsibility of this channel to the county, and that's a big deal.
Ryan, at the west end, at the run up area,
yes,
west end, how deep are we talking that channel being at that end? And are we looking at, it's been a long time since I've gone up down at the west end, some kind of barrier there just to keep some happy go lucky person flying out of here at night and running off the side of that? Maybe taxiway lights there to show the edge of it?
Yeah, there's taxiway lights that are adjacent to that run up and everything. I don't believe, by looking at the gradient that they're looking at, I think they're going to be taking out a lot of the sediment, but they're not going to be digging down. They're literally going to recontour it and manage what we have. But there's been a lot of sediment that has come in over the years, you know. I would say, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of yards. There is a large retaining wall that was put in back in the early 80s. And we went out and potholed that retaining wall. And it has, you know, like a 36-inch base to it. And there's 2 or 3 feet of sediment that's on top of that concrete. So when we get that type of water, and you guys have all seen it, when we get those torrential downpours, that area gets impacted immensely. So, yeah. But all the taxiway, the run up, and everything is all designated with taxiway lights.
Smith, questions?
So I think this has been an item that's been a struggle for the homeowners, right?
Hang on just a sec.
Hang on.
Are you there?
I am.
We can't hear
you. You can't hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I think this is an area that's been a real struggle for homeowners for a long time. And I know that we looked at all kinds of different ways to clear that channel. You still can't hear me?
Can you hear us now, Julie?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. For some reason, it was trying to switch.
Okay. So I believe this has been a real struggle for homeowners for a long time. With it's is it still not working? Not yeah.
Are you still there?
Julie? I am.
I'm sorry, Julie.
That's okay. I'll put something in the chat. Yes.
I'm calling you, Julie.
Okay. Now I'm going to echo, right?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.